We are talking tech, we are talking deals, and we are talking people. Those are your lead trends for this morning's Buzzcast. It's Tuesday, it's January 7th. I'm Abe Madcore. CES really begins today in earnest in Las Vegas. There is a major sports technology component that you will see news coming out of CES over the next 3 days related to everything about the future of sports betting, technology, and the live fan experience, and how technology is impacting specific leagues. We have our own Eric Prisbel on the ground in Las Vegas all week, so look for dispatches from CES and its impact on the future of sport throughout this week in Sports Business Daily. Now we're talking deals. John Aran led his newsletter last night that ESPN and the SEC are hammering out the final details on a contract that will see the SEC property move from CBS to ABC. An official announcement is not imminent. There are still some details to work through. They had hoped to make the announcement around the CFP title game, but the deal is not finalized. Aran's sources said that ESPN ABC will pay an annual rights fee in the low $300 million range. But remember, that's a significant increase from the $55 million that CBS was paying per year on average to the SEC. So once this deal gets done, it will be a big win for the SEC and Commissioner Greg Sankey. The other question is whether ESPN would take over from CBS. CBS's deal ends in 2023. It's hard to believe they will stay for 4 years as a lame duck broadcaster. Two other deals of note. Penske yesterday announced it has closed on its acquisition of IndyCar and the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Of course, the deal was first announced in November, but now Penske and Roger Penske have officially closed on its acquisition of IndyCar and IMS. Look for possible changes to both IndyCar and IMS and the organization in the near future. Finally, on the deal front, Dallas Morning News and Bloomberg News both reporting that Topgolf is working with JPMorgan Chase and Morgan Stanley as it prepares to file for an IPO that could be valued at $4 billion. I'll be watching whether this IPO actually happens and whether this kind of gives a jolt to the sports and entertainment marketplace that took a little bit of a hit when Endeavor decided to shutter its IPO. Now let's move to the people part. First off, National Women's Soccer League President Amanda Duffy will step down after 1 year in the position to join the front office of the league's Orlando Pride franchise. I'm a little bit surprised. Duffy has earned good marks in her leadership. Of course, the NWSL was looking for a full-time president. She was reportedly in that mix. But no, she jumps to the Orlando Pride. She had been in that position since former Commissioner Jeff Plush resigned in 2017. She was promoted to president in January of 19. Also on the people front, well-respected ACOO Chris Giles resigned to start his own company. Now remember, Giles was very much an innovator and a pioneer on the ticketing concepts, on changes to the season ticket plan. He launched a lot of interesting, I would say, subscription plans with the A's. So now he moves on to start his own company. The A's did not say who would replace Giles. And finally, another name to keep an eye on today, Dean Blandino. Of course, he was the former NFL Senior VP of Officiating. He will be announced today as the XFL's new head of officiating. Interesting hire, good hire. Blandino, certainly well respected, certainly very knowledgeable. Gives the XFL certainly a bit more credibility as they look to launch in early February. And finally, an interesting survey from the AP, about two-thirds of Americans support college athletes being permitted to earn money for and from endorsements. So that shows the public sentiment as the intercollegiate landscape deals with name, image, and likeness. So quite a bit going on this Tuesday, January 7th. That is your morning Buzzcast. I'm Abe Madcore. Have a great day.